Hi guys, and welcome to the Differently More podcast. I'm your host, Orlan, and I'm a content creator, singer, and medical student in the UK that loves anything related to self-growth, self-development, improving your life as a whole, and manifesting the life of your dreams. I'm here to help you close the gap between you and your dreams by helping you heal and grow. You're in the right place if you're ready to look inwards to find your answers, take accountability for your future, to start living the life of your dreams while being happy and healthy, deep in your faith in the universe, and discover new tools and concepts to accelerate your growth. I am so grateful you found this podcast, and I'm sure that you'll find something here that will help you on your own journey. So with that said, let's get into this episode, shall we? With personal development becoming so much more mainstream, so much more popular, having more and more people join this journey of wanting to grow and evolve and become better versions of themselves and finally show up for their lives and their dreams in a beautiful way, I think that it's crucial for us to have a conversation, a raw, honest, authentic conversation on the actual purpose of personal development, right? Because so many people are embarking on this journey, and I feel like a lot of us are just embarking it without any purpose, any direction, just because everyone and their sister and their mother on Instagram is saying, do this thing to feel better, and if you're feeling sad, just journal. But I really do think that it's super important for us to have this conversation so that we know exactly what we're embarking on, we know exactly why we're doing this, and then so we can get the actual results and actually feel fulfilled through this journey. Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast. Welcome to this little corner of the internet. I am super, super glad, super grateful, and honestly honored that you guys are choosing to join me and spend some time with me today. If you don't know who I am, I'm Orlan, a medical student in the UK, currently doing a master's in tissue engineering, and I'm obsessed with personal development, obsessed with self-development, and really devoted to helping you guys heal and grow with tools and techniques that I've learned that have helped me in my own life, but also unique insights that come to me that I want to share with you guys that can hopefully help you guys with your mindset, help you guys on your journeys. So let's get into today's podcast episode, which, as I said, is all about the purpose of self-development and personal development. Why do I think that this is an actually super important episode to put out there? And if I'm being so freaking honest with you guys, this was not the plan for today. The plan was to actually talk about something completely different. But this topic came to me this morning, and I was like, right, we're changing our plans. We're going to talk about something a little bit different today. And the reason why I think this is so important is because I think that with personal development becoming so popular, and I think it's a really good thing, because I think the more people can improve their own lives and feel more satisfied, feel more fulfilled in their own lives, the more of a ripple effect it has, and the more like we can all elevate and become better as a whole, right? If we all individually become better in our own worlds, surely if we put all of those people together, the world as a whole becomes better, right? But I also do think that if you jump into something, especially into self-development, especially into personal development, without actually a clear reason, without actually being pulled, inspired, wanting to do it, because a lot of the times we can't forget that personal development, a lot of the times, is not something that you just choose, right? It's not something that you're just like, right, I want to be better today. It's something that either you learn very young, right? Your parents are doing it, and so you kind of model whatever your parents are showing you, or you're kind of really pushed into this journey super, super deeply, sometimes a little bit aggressively, right? Somebody in your family passes away, you go through a really bad breakup, you're going through a divorce, you feel really, really lonely, you go through a mental health crisis, whatever it is that kind of pushes you to confront those deep, difficult emotions that you're going through that were always there, probably, but that now with this big inciting incident, you're kind of forced upon this journey, right? I was always somebody that loved self-development, was, you know, listening to the podcast, wanting to become better. But it's not until I went through my really, really, really bad breakup that I was really forced, pushed into this world in a whole new way, in a way that was like, right, now I'm not choosing it, this is choosing me, right? So we can't forget that a lot of the times this personal development journey is not something that we inherently just choose. It's something that we kind of have to do because we're struggling so much at that time. But my problem is that it's because personal development is becoming so popular, it's becoming so mainstream, some people start this journey or embark on this journey without necessarily having this big inciting incident, which is not an issue at all. It really isn't. I honestly think that if you can start this journey without having a big humongous thing that's pushing you to it, it's actually could be a really good thing. But the problem is, if you don't have a clear purpose as to why you're doing it, if you don't have a clear understanding as to what this journey actually entails, actually will require from you, and this kind of commitment that you're doing to yourself, sorry for all of the cars, you can actually fall down a slippery slope, down a pitfall that could actually do a little bit more harm than good without you actually realizing it. Because personal development is kind of like a Pandora's box, right? You start it and you realize that it's a never-ending pile of things that you can work on and improve and fix. And the problem is that when we kind of look at it this way, you kind of have this feeling that you're broken, that you always have something new to fix, you always have something new to heal, and that you never become fully healed. And that's the thing. You will never be fully healed. You will be as healed as you can be. And every day that you wake up, if you're on this journey, you'll be more healed than you were yesterday. But you're never going to be fully healed. And that's, I think, the beauty of being human, but also the drawback. If you don't understand that quite early on in this journey, if you don't understand that you're never going to be fully healed, you're never going to be fully fixed, it can feel very like you're always failing, right? You get to a new level, you feel like you've grown, you feel like you're getting less triggered by the things that used to trigger you so much, but then something new happens. Somebody else comes into your life and triggers another wound that you didn't realize was even there. And you just feel like it's never ending. There's always something new to work on. And if you're not prepared for that, and you are the kind of person that attaches your worth, attaching feeling enough, attaches your feeling of success and enoughness, right, to exterior things, and you kind of start this journey and you start attaching how good you feel about yourself to how much you can grow, how much you can heal yourself, how much you can fix yourself, right? It's very, 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 very easy for you to fall down that path of being like, right, I am failing. I'm a failure after a failure after a failure because I feel like I'm working on these things. And if I look back, I realize, oh my gosh, like I've grown so much. I've worked on so many things. I feel like I'm such a better version of myself. But simultaneously, there's always something new to work on. I'm never a finished product. It's not a piece of art that you can just do for an hour, days or weeks or whatever. And then, you know, you put it on the wall. It's done. It's fixed. It's beautiful. It's there. That's not how it works. Healing, self-development, personal development is a never-ending wave. It goes up and down, and then it goes really, really up, and you feel like you've gotten there, and then something happens, and it really brings you back a little bit more down, and you're like, I thought I had worked on this, right? So it is a wave. It is just flowing like life is. And so you'll never be fully healed. You'll never be fully fixed. So that's the first thing that I want to tell you guys. The next thing, which is something that I say so many times, and I honestly feel like a broken record every time that I say it, but it's really, really important. So I'll say it again, and I'll say it again and again and again. Knowing the why, knowing the purpose, knowing the reasons behind why you're doing certain things and why you're doing most things in life is so important, so crucial for you to be successful in that thing. If you don't have a why that makes sense to you, makes sense to your body, feels good to you, feels good to your body, it's very, very difficult for you to be successful in that thing, right? And that's why the purpose behind personal development of like feeling better and evolving and growing and, feeling healed and whatever is good. But at the same time, as we've just discussed, you're never going to be fully healed. You're never going to be fully grown. You're never going to be fully evolved. So if you attach the goal, the purpose of personal development to feeling healed, to feeling, you know, like this end product, you're never going to get there. And so it's going to feel like you're always failing. So the first thing is that you probably have to define the goal and the purpose of self-development as a verb. I want to evolve through this. I want to grow through this. And as long as I'm growing, I'm succeeding. As long as I'm evolving, I'm succeeding. As long as I'm feeling like I'm healing myself and feeling better than I used to feel, this is a success. I'm successfully going through this journey. And now let's actually use this opportunity to quickly, beautifully segue into the purpose of personal development. Because as much as I've just said that, like, you know, it's important to define that purpose as verbs that are moving. If I want to evolve, I want to grow, I want to feel better, right? That's things that you can do. I think that actually the purpose of personal development and self-development is a lot more universal than what I ever thought. Something that's came to me actually really, really recently. As much as personal development is personal, and so you will have personal goals for it that will only make sense to you, that you have to define for yourself. I think that there's also an overarching goal that is universal with personal development. And it's something that I've really started to think about and start to feel a lot more recently that's been really interesting for me. And it's the fact that I think that one of the main goals of personal development is to actually make all the people that you learn from, the gurus, the, you know, coaches on Instagram, the books you read, the podcasts, make them as redundant as possible to you. It almost feels like at some point in time on this journey, you would have learned so much, made an amalgamation of so many different techniques that make sense to you, and have so many different things that work for you, that won't work for your sister, won't work for your friend necessarily, but that you've just gone on this journey and learned so many things and tweaked so many things, edited so many different techniques and made them work for yourself, that now all of what everybody is telling you that you used to like drink like it was some sort of like, you know, healing, beautiful liquid, right? When you were just starting your journey, it almost feels like it sounds like noise now. It sounds like, oh my God, just shut up. I don't want to hear what you're saying because I know my own truth. I know what I need to do. When I'm feeling this way, I've spent so much time with myself. I spent so much time on this journey. I've grown so much with myself, understood so much about who it is that I am, but also how my body reacts and responds to different situations, that I don't need you anymore. I don't need you to tell me that you should do this and you should do that and journal on this day and journal on that day. And I think that this is one of the overarching goals of personal development that we should all strive to reach, because that goal is a goal that you can achieve. That goal is a goal that doesn't really change as much, right? It's not attached to being healed. It's not attached to feeling like you've grown as much as you can. It's not attached to all of these kind of intangible things that you can't really reach with self-development anyways, because there's always going to be something new to learn, something new to do. Just is getting to this feeling where you can trust yourself. Get to this feeling where you've done so much, you've learned so much from so many different people, that now you become your own teacher, you become your own guru, you become your own master, whatever you want to call it. You can go to yourself first for the advice. And so when you're going through a new wave of a low, a new wave of something that you want to heal or fix or improve or whatever it is, whatever verb you want to choose to use on this, you can choose, and you have the ability, right? You have the ability to go to yourself first. Check in with yourself. Right, this is something that's happening right now. How do I know? How do I want to deal with this? What are the tools that I have in my toolbox that I can use, right? That I can use today to help me? What are they? And then use those first. Use the things that you know. Follow your own advice first. And then if this doesn't work, then you can start going to other people and going back into like the people that you follow, the podcasts, the books, the you know, your mentors. But I think one of the most beautiful goals of self-development that I think is so universal is to become your first point of call. When you first start this journey, you're asking everybody else because you don't know very much, right? You are out of touch with your intuition, you're out of touch with your little voice, you're out of touch with your own knowledge, your own power that we all have within us. So we have to go to other people, we have to go to the Instagram accounts, the meditation teachers, whatever it is, to get the information, the books, the neuroscientists, read all of that, listen to all of that content for it to make sense for us, almost to give us the authorization, the permission to do things that sometimes we already knew we wanted to do. But it's almost if somebody tells you, oh, meditate every day or do positive affirmations, look at yourself in the mirror and talk to yourself positively and kindly, catch your thoughts when you're having negative thoughts, catch yourself and change them, right? A lot of times we kind of know that these are things that we should be doing, but sometimes we don't. And this is the purpose of other people when you first start this journey, that will kind of make all of these things conscious to you, bring all of these tools, all of these ways of thinking, all of these different mindset shifts that you can use to the surface, making all of this conscious. And sometimes what they also do is that they make conscious certain things within yourself that need to be healed, right? Certain things within yourself that desire or require to be worked on, to be improved, to evolve, to shift. And you know, sometimes you might start this journey and you don't realize that your brain is full of negative thought patterns, that you're always talking to yourself negatively because that's all you know. And so it's not until somebody tells you, or you listen to a podcast, you have a conversation with a mentor, that you realize, oh, actually, my brain is like that. Like, I'm always talking to myself negatively, and I never really realized it fully because that was my normal. That was the neutral setting in my brain. And so it's so important to have those mentors, have those people that you can reach out to, have those Instagram accounts, those YouTube channels, those podcasts that you can use as a crutch initially to learn, like relearn how to walk, right? Learn with those teachers. It's so important. And that's a super, super crucial part of this journey. But I think that one of the beautiful goals of going on this journey is to get to a point where you become your first point of call. It doesn't mean that you can't ever listen to podcasts again, you know, watch another video, a YouTube video, ask a question to a mentor, go to a retreat, pay for a course. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that the goal and the purpose is to be able to get to a stage, a state where you can go to yourself first. So it's kind of like shifting the paradigm. When at the beginning of their journey, you were going to everybody else to find the answers and then applying them to your own lives. Through the journey, you'd kind of try so many things, figure out what works for you, understand how your body works, understand which techniques works for you, which techniques don't work for you, which techniques work for you in what state, right? Sometimes if you're really, really sad, technique A will really work. But when you're really, really angry, technique B will work. A will never work for you. And so you go on that journey and you realize all of these things. You learn all of these things about yourself. And then it's almost as if like when you get really, really good at personal development, or you get a little bit, I want to say really good, it sounds really weird, but like more evolved, more advanced, more experienced, let's say, in that field, you shift the paradigm. You go to yourself first, find your own answers first, find, okay, what does that mean for me? And then if you don't find the answer then you go to the other people. You know what I mean? And I think that having that sort of purpose, having that sort of goal is something that is achievable for all of us. And it's not a goalpost that changes. It's something that you can reach and be like, right, I've reached that. And now I feel so much more confident in myself. I think that's also the thing, is that when you reach there, it's kind of like a domino effect. You feel so much more confident in yourself. You can hold yourself with so much more esteem because you know that you have your own back. You know that you're resourceful, and you know that you have an infinite toolbox, an infinite inner knowing that can help you with whatever it is that is happening in your life. And I was reading this thing actually that is kind of beautifully linked to this morning on Instagram, saying that when you realize that the certainty you're looking for doesn't exist, you stop seeking control over the future and instead build trust in your ability to handle any future. Because the antidote for uncertainty isn't certainty, it's self-trust. And how this is beautifully linking to everything that I said, because I do think that when you get to that sort of goal, that sort of purpose of self-development, which is to make other people more redundant and go to yourself first for the answers before you reach out to exterior sources, exterior people, you build this deep level of self-trust within yourself. And it's almost as if when you start this journey, you can't really be building the self-trust so deeply, because you're first learning, acquiring the knowledge, learning from other people, kind of handing on your trust to other people so that they can help you, because there's so much to do, you don't know at all what you're doing, and so you need everybody else to help you, right? That's the important. And then you go on that journey, as I said, you learn, you figure out what happens, you figure out what works for you, what doesn't work for you, and then you get to a point where you realize that everybody else's opinion is so loud, and you're like, I want to understand and go to my opinion first before I get any of y'all's opinion, because at the end of the day, y'all's opinion don't matter until I know what my opinion is. I don't want to be influenced by whatever y'all think. I want to be influenced mostly by what it is that I think, what it is that I want, what it is that I want to do, and then I'll do that. And then maybe I can ask for you guys' opinion, right? So when you get to that point where you can go to yourself first, I think that's a beautiful, beautiful way, kind of maybe like the next step potentially, of building that self-trust within yourself. Every single time you tune everybody else's noise to go to you first, you're building a self-trust layer within yourself. You're telling yourself, I trust you before I trust anybody else. And the more you do that, the more you strengthen this muscle, you strengthen this, I don't know, neural pathway, whatever it is, you strengthen it every single time you do that. And then the stronger this self-trust is, I think the easier it is to let go of control, the easier it is to feel less anxious about the future and uncertainty, because you know, as this post said, you know that whatever it is that can happen, right? Whatever it is that could happen tomorrow in 5 years and 10 years, you have this inner knowing and this inner proof that you've got you, and that you can trust yourself, and that this self-trust, this ability, everything that you've learned will help you and will come in handy in whatever situation, whatever comes your way. So whatever the future decides to be, you'll realize that when you have this strong self-trust, it doesn't even matter what the future is. You just know that whatever the future is, you'll be able to handle it. You'll be able to tackle it. And I think that's a beautiful, universal purpose of personal development that I think is something that more people should know, right? More people should have, I think, this understanding, this knowing, this maybe a little bit of a mindset shift around it to give this sort of journey that you're embarking on more of a bird's eye view as to why it is that you're going to go through this. Because let me tell you, this journey is filled of ups and downs, and it's filled of uncertainty and feeling like you're broken and then fixing yourself again and feeling broken again. It's a tough journey. I'm not going to lie. Personal development, self-development, taking accountability for yourself, choosing to grow, choosing to evolve, choosing to get uncomfortable, because that's the only way that you can really grow appropriately fast and like deeply, is not easy. And so if you don't know why you're doing this, if you don't know that at the end of this, you can have this sort of deep self-trust within yourself, you can have this sort of ability that you know that you can go to yourself for advice before you can go to anybody else, because at the end of the day, you have your inner knowing, you have your inner power that is stronger and more important and actually more useful than anything else that other people can really tell you. You can build the self-trust. And so if you don't know that this is on the other side of this like big journey that is filled of ups and downs and tears and anger and frustration, why would you even embark on it, right? And so I think that's the message that I really wanted to share with you guys today. And I think it came out relatively beautifully, if I say so myself. Don't want to like toot my own horn, but I do think that things aligned for this message to come through appropriately, like with the message on Instagram and everything. So I really hope that you enjoyed it. I really hope that you were able to get something out of this. As I told you, this channel, this podcast, we go deep. I am uninterested in doing the fluffy, overdone, overseen, not going into the depths, not going to the root, not very authentic advice and help. And so if this is what you're looking for, unfortunately, this is not the place. It's more of a flowy, going to the point, but taking the tangents, exploring all of the terrain to get to the root, because that is important. That is the thing that I think will help us as a community, as a whole, grow as much as we can. But yeah, if you did enjoy this video, please subscribe to my channel, like this video, share this video with other people that could benefit from it as well. If you're watching or have watched this, listened to this on the podcast, please subscribe to the podcast, leave a review, rate it. I'll be really, really grateful if you guys do that. Also, I'm a singer. I have a YouTube channel called Olan en Alro, where I share with you guys music and covers every single week. Getting better at that, I promise. And yeah, I'll see you guys next week. My camera's flashing, so I kind of have to rush off. But really hope that whenever you're watching this, you're having a good time. And that if you're not, that you can find something to do that will help you fall asleep in a better mood than you woke up in. So yeah, I love you guys. Bye.